I spent most of the day today going round and dealing with residential care possibilities for mum, and this is easier spoken than it is written, as you will understand for this update. And probably in future I'll give the updates verbally or orally, because it's just a little too much to put in 140 characters. I spent some time investigating houses and contacts which had been given to me, and also did a little search in the area on the internet to find houses within easy access of our home. And I saw three out of four or five that I really felt I should visit. And the first one was perhaps the most pleasing, and the one that I actually felt more of a spark about than any of the others. Certainly there are possibilities. And I'll be seeing the last of the group tomorrow, God willing. And then the permission has been requested for Mum to be able to leave the hospital for a day, so that she can actually tour around with me and see the various places and make her own decision about which is best. I also have to look into financial possibilities, arrangements, and assessments, and all those kind of things to see what is the best arrangement for Mum for this step. She's very excited. I took a bunch of photographs of the different places I saw today, and she was certainly very excited. And is looking forward, hopefully, to seeing them with her own eyes. She's in hospital still, in the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast, Ward 6C, and she is absolutely fine. She's got a slight problem with some dead skin underneath one of her toes that's causing her considerable pain, and also it's a bit blackened, and they're concerned that it might be a circulation problem. And they're due to do some kind of blood test on her tomorrow. And depending on that, she will be visited at length by a chiropodist, podiatrist, to see what can be done. Anyway, that's the update. Mum remains in the Royal Victoria Hospital, and please do contact me if you'd like direct contact with her by phone, which is possible, but a little expensive, but possible. Or you can check her out in Ward 6C, that's 6 Charlie. Of course, those of you listening from overseas, not going to happen. I will keep posting updates as I'm able. Thanks for your interest, and thank you for your prayers. Bye for now.